a brown little face with whiskers, with bright eyes and small ears and thick, shiny hair. It was the water rat. Then the two animals stood up and looked at each other. "Hello, mole," said the water rat.
"Hello, rat," said the mole.
"Would you like to come over?" asked the rat.
"Oh, it's easy to talk," said the mole a little crossly.
The river was new to him, and he did not know how to get to the other side. The rat said nothing and disappeared. Then he appeared again, in a little blue and white boat, which came quickly across the river towards the mole. It stopped by the bank, and a moment later the mole, to his great surprise and excitement, found himself actually sitting in a real boat.
"Do you know," he said as the rat began to row away from the bank, "I've never been in a boat before in all my life."
"What?" cried the rat. "My dear fellow, you haven't lived. Believe me," he went on seriously, "there is nothing, really nothing nicer than just messing about in boats. You can go up river, down river, stay where you are, it really doesn't matter. There's always something to do. But you don't have to do it if you don't want to. You can do what you like. Look here, if you're not busy today, why don't we spend the day on the river together?"